I guess we're ready.
Alright. Put the toys back in the toy box.
Or just turn your back, because you'll get to it later.
I keep telling the voices in my head that they don't want to listen. Except the one that's very stabby. That one wants to listen, but that one also knows that I won't go near knives when and it's very chatty. We've had the talk.
Yeah. Yeah. So. The talk.
The talk. And it's not very helpful that Ray comes down and brings me like 6 more knives.
Oh boy.
She brings me literally, I have about 4 or 5 combat knives now.
Where do you put them?
In drawers.
Oh, you don't display them on the wall or anything?
Hell no! Somebody breaks in here, you think I'm going to have something on the wall for them to steal?
Oh, that's true.
I'm going to have them like right there at my bed so I can do like fucking Fight Club on them.
So you're going to put them under your mattress, under your pillow, under your bed.
Uh-huh.
In the
drawers. That's where they all are.
In the drawers.
In the drawers. Yep. In my underwear drawer.
In your underwear while you're sleeping.
And they all have rubber bands right beside them.
Nice.
Because I'm going to pull whoever decides to rob me, since this will be the 4th time I've been robbed.
What?
Yeah, seriously, I've been robbed 3 times.
Jesus.
Oh shit!
Yeah, that's why I don't move. That's why I don't live in that neighborhood anymore.
Jesus.
Yeah. Although one of those motherfuckers, the first time I got robbed, took my Highlander sword.
No.
Yeah, I had the Kurgan. You remember the Kerrigan sword?
Kerrigan sword. Yeah.
Yeah, I had one of those. Like I used to buy shit out of the fantasy sword catalogs. And one of them had the Kerrigan sword.
Oh,
that shit was $600, man. $600!
Wow. Wow, that sucks.
So now I'm just decided that I'm going to just, you know, if a dude robs me, I'm going to pull his pants down, put a rubber band around his balls, and just go to Slicey Town.
All right. Fight Club.
Fight Club. Yeah.
Gotta take his balls.
Gotta take his balls, man. I'll make a necklace out of it.
Or you could do like...
down for some Cannibal Holocaust bullshit, man.
You could do like Planet Terror, where he put the balls in a jar. Remember his collection of balls?
But that's too cliche. That's too cliche. Well, I guess wearing other people's balls around your neck is also too cliche too now. But
Daryl Dixon.
Anyway,
except with ears.
Yeah, and you know you remember the loot crate that had that? Had the ears like was late last year? I still have that. As they made soap on a rope. And it was out of the ear necklace Daryl Dixon had.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I still have it.
Let go. Oh, I even sent you a lanyard that had the ears from Daryl Dixon from Halloween City or something like that.
You did. It's on the wall somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, when I get... And next month, I get my office.
Oh.
So I decorate. I get to finally decorate an office.
Oh, yes. So
All my posters are moving, and the bed is going out of here. I will have a separate bedroom, finally. I'll be able to do more shit. I'm getting a writing desk. Okay.
Did you tell Ray that we heard her snoring when we were doing the interview with Mark?
That's her podcast debut. Right in the back.
But it didn't sound like snoring. It just sounded like something was scraping on the wall. That was great.
You didn't hear it the way I heard it. It sounded like she was possessed.
Yeah. Nope.
I actually told her. I told her that the last time she was down here. I love you, darling, but I'm going to take you to a priest. She literally. I was sitting there waiting for sacrifice, Anne Malarn. You know. Coming out, I was like, gotta get to the microwave. I'm sleeping next to a literal demon.
Okay, we gotta get going. Okay. We gotta get going. Yeah, it's getting late.
We're wasting people's time.
Yes, I'm sorry, Sarah.
It's okay.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. In the words of Lawrence Walk, then, and a one, and a two, and a, you know.